Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur, welcoming you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today. So excited and so ready to be able to give you some great value today. I hope you are too. Just remember, check us out at www.moneyripples.com. And also, if you've got questions, if you want to know how to actually make this stuff work and apply it, you know, shoot me an email, Chris, that's with a C-H, at moneyripples.com. Go ahead and ask your question. Either I can make a show out of it for something more personal, then we can definitely talk more personally as well. So today, I would love to be able to address why you are stuck financially. What's stopping you from hitting the financial goals that you want? Now, I believe there's about six ways. These are not all inclusive, but these are the most common ways that I've seen that people get stuck. Because if you feel like you've been working hard, you've been trying to do what you need to do, maybe you just don't know where to go. Maybe you just feel like, for whatever reason, it seems like there's this glass ceiling. Maybe you can see it, but you can't figure out how to get there. You know you could be doing better financially. You can make more money. You could be having that life of your dreams, but some reason it just seems to be out of your reach. Or maybe you feel like, hey, I've been stuck here for a long time. I don't know if I know any different than what I know now. This is the podcast you need to be listening to. Because I'll tell you, a lot of times when it comes to money and finances, it's so much more about what's going on in your head than it ever is about what's going on with your pocketbook. Granted, there are some things there too, but I want to talk about both. Where you may be stuck, what's keeping you from being able to make this work. So let's start with the first one. The first one are false beliefs. In more cases than not, and I would say this is true for any human being on this planet, including myself, is that we all have adopted false beliefs, false assumptions, false conclusions, that we believe that something is true when it's really not. Now, you might say, hey, I'm pretty self-aware. You know, maybe you are. But you know what? If you have to admit, we're always learning, we're always growing. Look back 10, 20 years ago. Are you a different person today? Do you understand different things that you thought were true then that aren't true today? Of course. There's always these false beliefs around money. You know, some of the common false beliefs I have people say, that I hear them say, is more often than not, it's about themselves than it is more about the money. Now, there might be false beliefs where you believe that, you know, it takes money to make money. So until you have money, you can't make money. But it's this constant dilemma, because if you never have money, then you can never make money, right? Boy, I just got dizzy saying that. Yeah, there's that kind of false assumption or false belief. There's a false belief that you got to take high risks. Do you realize that a lot of people don't take high risks? Now, it might mean you do things that are outside your comfort level, but I've noticed more times than not that the highest risk is to do the things that everybody else is teaching you to do. Heck, follow a financial advisor and you're probably taking high risks, whether you know it or not. There's also false beliefs, believing that, you know, somehow that, you know, money is elusive or money is hard to get. You have to work hard to make more money. We know that's not true. And it's not even working smarter. It's about working it right. So what are those false beliefs that you're holding on to? If you're listening to the show, you've probably already found several false beliefs to be true. And there's a whole lot more we haven't even dived into yet. We got future episodes coming up that there's plenty of those, as well as strategies to help back that up. But what are those false beliefs that you hold on to? That maybe it's become kind of your sacred cow that you're holding dear, right? The second one are limiting beliefs. What are those limiting beliefs that are keeping you from hitting that next level? This is also very common because many people get comfortable. If you think about like a thermometer, oftentimes we hit to a level of comfort that we don't really turn the thermometer on or off. We just leave it alone. Now, when things get hard, this is when you might actually start to turn the thermostat up. You might say, hey, let's turn this up. We got to do something about this. Things get super easy. A lot of times you turn it off. So how do we keep that thermostat up? And many times people will have this limiting belief. Say, for example, you make $50,000 a year. You're probably going to be stuck at $50,000 a year until you get to a different mindset. I've seen many people actually increase income and then watch it come right back down to where they're comfortable because they don't believe they're worthy of that much money. They don't believe that they even make that much money. It's funny how many people don't even realize what money they're making. So it's even if you feel like you, even if you are making money in on paper, it doesn't mean that in reality you feel comfortable with that amount of money. And so even if you do make that amount, you'll probably find a way to get rid of it, to give it away or something, to lose it. So what are those limiting beliefs? Do you believe that you can actually do it? Most people, and this is my opinion, this is what happens with me, is that most people get stuck at a certain income level and stay there. To get to another income level, especially if it's, say it's double what you're making right now, you have to start thinking and being like someone who makes that much money. Now people say, yeah, but how do I do that, Chris? Well, there's a few things. One, and this really comes down to number three here, is your relationships. Who are your relationships? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are those people around you? I'm not saying be a snob. I'm not saying not to be friends with people that have been your friends or family members for years. But what I am saying is, who do you choose to listen to? Whose philosophy, whose mindset do you adopt? Are you really thinking and even like feeling like you really resonate and actually feel comfortable around people that make twice as much money as you? If not, you're probably not going to make it. If you constantly feel inferior to those people, if you constantly feel like you're not worthy to be there, or you feel like you're just not, you just don't understand why they think the way they do, this is a perfect opportunity to get to know them and to understand how they think, to be able to do that. Now, a great way to also do this is, if you can't be with them personally, adopt their voices into your own head. This is where reading good books are help. This is where listening to podcasts or other audios, whether it be audiobooks or just audios in general, DVDs, whatever it might be, to understand how they think and how they act. One of the great things that I read, one of the great books that I read when I was going through my worst time financially was Never Give Up by Donald Trump. I loved hearing his perspective and starting to understand it more and more as he went through hard times, just like I was going through at that time. And to hear how he would problem solve, even to hear how he would have this massive amount of faith to overcome some massive challenges, challenges that we do not have. It's interesting. So many people want more money. They want more wealth, but they're not willing to have the stewardship over it. They'll say, yeah, I want to be blessed of that curse. Yeah, but you know what? There's crappy stuff that can come with good blessings. Who's got more tax problems? You or Donald Trump? Who's got more employee issues? You or Walmart, right? There's so many things that you have to understand. You do have to take the good with the bad. It doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. You still take the good. But if you're not willing to take what's there, what's given to you, if you're not willing to take the responsibility that goes with it, of course you're not going to be able to do that. So you got to have a different mindset. You got to have one that's not limited to where you are right now. And you got to surround yourself with different people. Even that means it's through good books and audios and things like that to get their voices in your head. And I tell you, you want to associate with better people in your life. Find a way to do that. So that's number three. So one was false beliefs. Number two was limiting beliefs. Number three were different relationships or creating different relationships in your life. Number four is you lack patience. So many people want to just dig up and find out what's beneath the surface so fast. They don't want to wait the appropriate amount of time for blessings to come, for things to happen, for results to come, that they end up changing course before anything works. If you're constantly going to and fro, if you're constantly changing up your very disciplines that would be giving you the results, you're not going to see the results because right before they're about to occur, you go and sabotage it. You got to have patience. I remember in 2009, when right before things turned around for me, I remember I prayed to God. I just said, listen, Heavenly Father, if this really is right, I know that these principles that I've learned are true, even though the physical, tangible, financial results aren't really showing up yet. And I made a commitment. I said, hey, listen, I don't care if it takes 10, 20 years, however long it takes, if it takes months, years, or even a few decades, I'm going to live by these principles because I know they work. I don't know when, but I know that wherever the wind is the perfect timing of when it's supposed to happen. And so I gave up trying to set a time frame of when I'm going to fix everything. Because you know what? I can't control everything that way. All I control is me and my attitude. Now, I'm not saying setting a date is not a good thing, but what I did is I relaxed. I said, you know what? I'm not going to be attached to that date or those results. I'm going to keep applying these principles because I know they work. And guess what? They did. The next month, things turned around right after that. Funny that I hadn't done that before. Now, of course, I had been doing the disciplines that were necessary to make that happen, right? But I still had to get to a place where I said, you know, it's okay. I'm just going to keep living these principles. I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to let those consequences follow. That's how it works. The next thing is that maybe you're just not taking action. You know, maybe you're being impatient because maybe you're not doing anything. You know, if you're not taking action, of course you're not going to get results. You can't just sit around and expect life to just come to you. Now, you can't attract the right things, but I'm telling you that the law of the harvest still is in effect. You know, harvest does not equate to hard work. And it doesn't even equate to smart work. Like I said, it's the doing the right work. It's doing the right things. You vibrate at a different level. You attract different things when you're doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. When you feel you're in integrity, when you feel that you're doing what's right, it's amazing how the right things tend to show up. So start to take action. For many people, they're stuck at a certain place. And if you're not taking action, you're not actually, in this case, you're not even going up. You're usually going down, or you're just stuck. You feel like you're stuck. You might have to work harder to get more results or the same results because you're not taking action. Taking action requires you to do something about it. You know, you can't just listen to what I'm saying here. You have to actually go and practice it. Make it a part of who you are. Make it a part of your daily living. This is why you got to do it. And you know what? Here's a great bonus for you. This worked for me great. If you want to be able to master the principles that we teach, teach it to other people. Find somebody. It could just be your spouse. It could be your kids. It could be just your friends. I mean, that's how I started. I just started talking to my friends and started talking to my spouse and saying, hey, this is really cool. Did you know this? And I don't quite understand it, but this is what my understanding is. And I would start to try to make it make sense in my mind and figure it out and try to get a deeper understanding. And next thing I know, those results start to show up. So teach it to other people. That's why I tell you, share these podcasts and then discuss it together, because maybe what you're missing, you don't see because somebody else has to point it out to you. Maybe it's that good friend or that spouse that says, hey, this is what you're not doing. You don't see it? No, I don't. Good. Here it is. Don't you see it now? When you start to get those relationships on the same page with you, great way to build up those relationships is say, great, let's start sharing and talking about these principles. Let's mastermind together. Let's create together. Let's edify one another and build it up. So start doing that. Make it a part of your focus to say, let's discuss it this week. What was this about? This is where the law of attention comes in, is whatever you put your attention towards expands and grows. But whatever you ignore, it will leave you. It'll atrophy and decay. So put your attention on those right things. And that leads to the last one, which is taking the wrong action. Sometimes we put our attention on the wrong things. Sometimes we take the wrong types of action. It's not that we're not taking action, but we're just doing the wrong things. You might be working hard. You might even think you're working smarter. But if you're not working right, it doesn't matter. So you got to take the right action. You know, most people, when they come to me as a client, they want to know the strategies. Well, first, they got to understand the right principles. If you don't understand the right principles and put your attention on those principles, it's not going to expand and grow. You're not going to see results, at least not the results you want. But you also got to have the right strategies. And that's one thing I do differently than almost anybody, is that, yes, we talk about principles, but strategies got to back it up. There's got to be something we actually go and do. And usually you won't see it yourself. You know, usually you'll say, okay, I think I should do this. And even if you knew everything, the reality is if you're not being held accountable to it, you probably won't do it. This is why people hire me. This is why they want me to keep them accountable, because they're saying, hey, Chris, I know mostly what needs to be done, but I want your perspective on things. I want to see the higher, what you see that I'm not seeing at a higher level. And then two, I want to make sure I actually do it. So if you have a problem with taking action, or if you have a problem saying like, maybe I'm just not seeing something, hey, that's where I come in. That's where I tell people, hey, if you want to figure that out, go get a free money leak evaluation from us. We'll waive the fee and say, hey, where are you leaking money, right? So that's where, you know, that's where you can find those kind of things out. You know, as I tell people, it's like, hey, email me. Let's find out. Let's see where that is. But you got to make sure you're taking the right action. And that's what I find in so many people's cases. Most of the clients I work with, it's not that they're not taking action. They are action takers, and I love them for that. Those are my people, right? Those are my peeps. But they're usually taking the wrong kind of action. Or because they're so confused because of all the different advice that's out there, they're not sure what action to take. So they're kind of stuck between taking action and inaction. They're like, yeah, well, I want to move forward. I'm kind of doing this, but I'm just not sure. It just doesn't feel quite right. I'm not sure if it's the right thing. Or maybe I want to do it, but it doesn't seem like anybody else is supporting me in this. I don't feel like anybody else wants me to, or really understands what I'm trying to do. Or they say it's not good advice for me to do this, even though I feel it's right. Chris, what should I do? Well, yeah, that's why we discuss it. And yeah, most of the time, I find out that a lot of times we'll validate people to say, no, I support you in this. Even if every other financial person thinks you're crazy, this is smart. Do it. So I challenge you to really find out what you need to be doing. What's the place? It might be a combination of these six things I just mentioned. You know, is it false beliefs that you're holding on to? Which is probably true. We all have them. Do you have a limited mindset, which we also all have as well? Where are you having a limiting mindset? Where do you need to break on through to the other side, like the doors say, right? You know, also, what relationships, what people do you need to surround yourself with or fill your head with? Are you having enough patience? Are you really waiting it out and doing what needs to be done? Are you taking the right action? Or are you not taking action at all? What is it you need to be doing? Find that out, discover it, do it, and apply it. And if I can help you, let me know as well. Shoot me an email at chris@moneyripples.com if you've got questions. Anyways, everybody, have a great and prosperous week. Make it happen. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.